Maintaining a healthy weight isn't just about strict diets or giving up your favorite foods. It's about understanding how small, consistent choices can make a big difference over time. Welcome to the Healthier You podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Williams, and today I'm talking with Dr. Nkechi Nsonu Awo, a lifestyle medicine physician at Kaiser Permanente, to break down easy, evidence-based strategies to help you prevent weight gain. Whether it's during the holidays or a busy work season or everyday life, from portion control and mindful eating to realistic exercise habits, you'll learn how to make healthy decisions that actually fit your lifestyle. Dr. E, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why is it that people tend to gain more weight during certain times of the year?
I think it boils down to routine. We have our routines for how we eat, how we move, our sleep routines, and then we have the holidays or we go on vacation or we're really stressed out and we start to eat differently. We eat out more, we're moving less, sleeping less. And so all those things tend to lead to weight gain. The key isn't to avoid all of these events, we can't, but to maintain some kind of consistency and to be aware of what's going on during these times so that we can be successful in maintaining healthy lifestyles.
Can you talk a little bit about how mindful eating can help maintain a healthy weight?
Mindful eating means slowing down and taking the time to enjoy food. And we know that when we eat really fast, sometimes we miss the cues that we're full. And so we tend to eat more. So when we slow down and eat in a mindful way, we notice when we're hungry and we also notice when we're full, but not stuffed. We can also stop when we're satisfied, but not like really full, so that we are consuming fewer calories without feeling bloated and heavy.
Do you have any simple, realistic tips on how to help maintain a healthy weight?
So especially with events that are not part of the routine, but just overall, eating consistently. And so some people think that by skipping meals, they will eat less. But for a lot of us, we tend to eat more when that happens because we're really, really hungry. So eating according to a consistent schedule is helpful. Focusing on fiber, vegetables and fruit, whole grains, those keep us full, so that we don't fill up on the high sugar, higher calorie, less nutrient dense foods. Stay hydrated. Our brains don't distinguish hunger, early hunger and thirst really well. So making sure we're staying well hydrated is going to keep us from eating more. And then sleep. We don't think about sleep when we're thinking about how we eat. But if we don't sleep well, we tend to have our stress hormones go up, which leads to more cravings, more snacking, and more eating, especially eating foods that are less nutritious for us.
I think that's such a great tip. I can't tell you how many patients I have come in that say, I don't know why I can't lose weight. I'm only eating one meal a day. And a lot of times that's because you're eating so many calories in that one meal that it's difficult to lose weight when you're not eating more consistently.
Correct. Or thinking about the sleep, like we mentioned, because if you're working so much and you just can't get good sleep, then yes, it is difficult to maintain a healthy diet.
So we talked about sleep. We talked about eating regularly. What are your thoughts about physical activity and how that's helpful in maintaining a healthy weight?
So physical activity is important. It's not a really big way we lose weight, but it becomes really, really critical with maintaining a healthy weight or maintaining weight loss. The goal for physical activity is about 150 minutes a week. We know that it's more for weight loss and weight loss maintenance, but small changes are better than doing nothing. So it could be taking that 15-minute walk and then gradually building up on it. It doesn't have to be at the gym, but building in more physical activity into your lifestyle, pack further away, walk around at the grocery store before you start shopping. Just all of those things where we're building the physical activity, it is very important for maintaining a healthy lifestyle and preventing weight gain, as well as maintaining a healthy weight.
What is your advice on people who attend social events or large eating events, such as, you know, we have Thanksgiving coming up around the corner? What kind of tips do you have for these larger meals or social events?
This is it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also a time when a lot of our healthy routines get thrown aside. So I would say don't arrive at the event hungry. You want to make sure that you've eaten a balanced meal, small balanced meal before you go, so you're not hungry. And then you want to prioritize your protein and your vegetables when you're building your plate, so that you give yourself the bulk, the fiber that's going to keep you feeling full. You also want to make sure that you're just taking small bits at a time. Don't fill your plate. You can always go back if you need more. But taking small bits at a time allows you to really enjoy whatever that meal is without eating too much. And then we have to think about the things we drink, the alcoholic beverages and all of the sweetened beverages we have around this time of the year, making sure we're prioritizing water so that we're not getting a lot of extra calories in the things we're drinking.
I hope people took notes on that. Do not skip breakfast to prepare for Thanksgiving. Eat a healthy meal to prepare for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So we talked about sleep. We talked about exercise. What about our mental health? What role does stress play on maintaining a healthy weight?
I tell my patients that when you're trying to make changes to your lifestyle, it is a mental burden to carry. And so if you're already not doing well mentally, it's difficult to add that as an additional burden. So managing stress, managing sleep, managing mood is extremely critical. It's difficult to change anything. And so you want to be making those changes, giving yourself the best foundation to be able to carry that change that you're trying to make. So it is critical. Sleep and physical activity plays a role here, because physical activity helps with mood. It helps with stress maintenance. It helps you sleep better. So physical activity, sleeping well, and then as much as we can, trying to manage stress and manage our mood is really, really essential.
What small change can you give people today that can help them maintain a healthy weight that they can take away from today's podcast?
I will say you can start small. Don't feel like you have to do everything just at once. Just like I mentioned, change is a heavy burden to carry. So start small, build simple daily habits, one on top of each other. You might decide to do one thing, one change for a week or 2 weeks, and then build on it. So start small and build up. Focus on balance. We're not going to get this perfect. I'm a physician, a lifestyle medicine physician talking to you, and I'm still not getting it perfect. So focus on balance, not perfection. And then let's take the time to enjoy our food, eat small portions, slow down and enjoy it, move more, a little bit at a time and build up, and then manage stress as much as you can.
I think that's a really important reminder. No one is perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I think doing the best that you can and taking a small step at a time is a really great tip. Thank you so much for this valuable information, Dr. E. Here are the key takeaways. 1, focus on balance, not perfection. You don't need to cut out your favorite foods or follow strict diets. Sustainable weight management comes from moderation. Enjoying what you love in smaller portions and being consistent with healthy habits over time. 2, practice mindful eating. Slow down. Eat without distractions and pay attention to hunger and fullness cues. Mindful eating helps you enjoy food more and naturally prevents overeating. 3, build simple daily habits. Small actions add up. Eat regular, balanced meals, fill half your plate with fruits and vegetables, drink plenty of water, and prioritize sleep. These habits make a big impact on long-term weight stability. 4, Stay active and manage stress. Regular movement, including brisk walks, help stabilize metabolism and your mental health. Managing your stress and getting enough sleep also helps regulate hunger, hormones, and prevents emotional eating. 5, plan ahead and stay aware. Be intentional at social events and these upcoming holiday meals. Don't arrive hungry, start with healthier options, and focus on the experience, not just the food. Tracking simple behaviors like activity or sleep can help you spot patterns and stay on track all year round. For more expert advice, visit kp.org/doctor and listen to more episodes of Healthier You wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to share it with others and subscribe. Thank you. And from all of us at Kaiser Permanente, be well.